One of the most frequent commands in Scripture, in fact, maybe the most frequent command in Scripture, is not to be afraid. Maybe the reason for that is when you put on a facade on the outside, but fear is still found down deep in the core of your being and who you are, there's always the potential that you'll shrink back, that you'll be afraid of a certain situation, that you'll end up, because of that fear, doing something that you shouldn't do, something that's not an appropriate response to the situation, or something that's unhealthy and can cause all kinds of trouble. Perhaps it's just commanded so often because fear seems to be the very opposite of what we are supposed to be doing, and that is having faith and trust in God. There are all kinds of things out there that could scare us, cause us to shrink back, and they're too innumerable to list. Some things that are out there that people fear maybe even worse than death itself. And God has never promised to take away the things that we look at that sometimes cause us worry and anxiety. He has just simply called us to trust through them. In Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah has prophesied about doom and gloom for 39 chapters. Because of Israel's faithlessness, Israel's going to be carried off into captivity. They're going to experience woe as a nation. Isaiah begins to prophesy that things are going to turn around after that happens. But throughout the trial, they're supposed to remember one thing. Even though they're experiencing disaster and consequences of their own sin, God is not going to leave them even in the process. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And though the rivers, through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. All the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God says, don't fear. I've redeemed you. I've bought you back. I've called you by name. I am on an intimate, personal relationship with you. And he says in verse 4, all of this is true because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. When you face trouble, when you face trial and hardship, do not fear. God has already redeemed you. He has already established your worth. He has an intimate relationship with you. He calls you by name. And no matter what happens that troubles, you will not be overwhelmed because you are precious in God's eyes and because he loves you. Not because of your great worth or value that you have created, but because you're made in his image, and because you have trusted him, and you are among his people. And so, how faithful are you to your covenant to him? He is faithful to you. Let us grow in our faithfulness. Let us grow in our commitment. And if we can help you with that tonight, we want to encourage you. We're happy to pray with you or baptize you into Christ. All you have to do is let us know by coming to the front as we stand and sing to encourage you.
Give me thy heart, says the Father above.
No.
gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers wherever thou art, gratefully trust me and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee up.